Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our next guest is Jason Beattie from the Orlando Sentinel, and he does a tremendous job with UCF. This is kind of groundbreaking time for the Knights because they're entering now the Big 12. This has been a recruiting cycle where, you know, now the coaches can go into homes or see kids and say, hey, listen, we're Power 5 now. We're going to be competing, you know, with the best in the country. And obviously in the past, as I said, this was a time, the National Signing Day, that usually everybody was gearing up for, but that all kind of happened back in December. Now it's kind of one or two kids are going to come out of high school, plus portal kids. We welcome Jason Beattie. And Jason, what is UCF's game plan? Moving forward this Wednesday with the second National Signing Day, do they still have some spots to fill from high school? Are they kind of planning some more strategy for from the transfer portal? What's going to happen with this program moving forward over the next couple months?
Well, you just mentioned it. Usually, you know, this day is the biggest day, right? But now December has become the biggest day, and they only signed one or two kids. Well, UCF is in the hunt for two kids that are extremely talented. UCF is in the mix with a couple other schools to recruit Andrew and Michael Harris out of Lake Brantley, four-star twin linebackers who were originally committed to the Knights and backed off their verbal pledge after Travis Williams left for the defensive coordinator job at Arkansas. I think they kind of panicked a little bit and wanted to read the room and see what their other options were. And look, UCF remained in the race, and I'm pretty sure Maryland and Michigan State and, of course, Arkansas, where Travis Williams is now, were all interested. And UCF they've put themselves in a good position to get the Harris twins back in the class. But beyond those two, it's expected to be a pretty quiet day. You know, I know we'll be speaking with Gus Malzahn sometime in the afternoon, and it's going to be focusing on the transfer class. You know, UCF signed 14 kids back in December out of high school, and since then they've continued to add to their transfer class. They've got, you know, 9 or 10 guys that were able to enroll for the spring semester and join the team for spring football, and they continue to add. They got a commitment today from a Stanford offensive lineman, Drake Metcalf, who will be able to enroll in the summer because the spring semester's already started at UCF. But, you know, they're going to evaluate how the roster looks. You know, roster management is such a big thing nowadays. They're going to evaluate their roster in the spring and see what they need to add over the summer from the portal.
Yeah, I mean, and that's important because last time you were on, we went over, you know, the transfers that they had. And, I mean, guys who obviously are going to help. I mean, coming from Kentucky and coming from Houston and Alabama with the kid Damian George that you and I talked about the last time, another offensive lineman that they desperately need. Because now as they play more of a Power 5-oriented schedule, depth is going to be an issue. Because we saw that, you know, with so many programs that front line wise they were really, really good and they could stand up with anybody. But if they get one of those offensive tackles or with those defensive linemen hurt and they have to go into the next player, but he has the gap is so large, kind of weakens your team. Is that what UCF's doing now, Jason, in your opinion, getting a lot of these kids from the transfer portal to not only be starters but to add overall depth to the team?
Yeah, absolutely. And there are some spots, of course, they can pick and choose what spots they want to focus on. But, you know, they added three offensive linemen before the spring. They got their fourth today, like I mentioned. And you know, you talk about a guy from Alabama, Amari Kite, who's, you know, 6'6", 315, big body, just rode the bench at Alabama, played a little bit here and there. But, he's going to be either a starter or in the rotation for UCF, because you mentioned it perfectly, I think, for UCF. It's, you know, the starters are quality. You know, they can, when all of their starters are healthy and things are rolling, they can compete with anyone. But it's that depth as it breaks down throughout the season and the teams go on and throughout the game. You need quality depth in the Big 12. And they're going to, you know, they're aware of that, of course. And that's why some of these guys who maybe would be, bench riders in the SEC or even the Big 12 itself, you know, UCF saying, hey, look, you can come and be an important piece to the puzzle for us. And that's what they're doing, and that's what they're going to continue to do, you know, after the spring.
No doubt. Jason Beatty joins us, Orlando Sentinel. And the one thing, too, is over, I guess, the last couple of regimes, the relations between Orange Seminole, you know, Osceola and those areas is so much improved. Because now they're getting a lot of the local kids on campus. As you said, you know, signing a kid like Walker from Kissimmee Osceola was major. I mean, we could talk as one of the biggest, if not the biggest signee they've ever had. Has that, in your estimation, has that really helped because of the fact that now you get the Edgewaters and, you know, the Winter Parks and the Seminoles and schools like that on campus for a lot of things, not just for camps, but they'll come for junior days and they'll come for a lot of things where they didn't in the past. How vital has that been? Because it's not only because of Gus Malzahn, but I think that Scott Frost did it, for the most part. I think he kind of rekindled the relationships. But in your estimation, especially because of the talent level has risen so much throughout the Orlando, the Central Florida area, it's almost a must to have great relationships.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And it's not just Gus Malzahn, but his entire coaching staff. You know, UCF has a recruiting philosophy where, you know, every coaching staff in the country has different areas and different regions of the country that they'll recruit. And for UCF, they have that too, but they also have inside what they like to call the state of Orlando. You know, every coach is assigned to, you know, 8 or 10 different high schools just in the area. And that's led to, landing John Walker and Braden Marshall and Kevin Call from Apopka and, some of these other local kids. And the other important thing is, you know, in the age of the transfer portal, relationships are really important. And even though they might miss on a certain player, you know, the first time around, you know, in a year or two, UCF, you know, if that player doesn't, if things don't pan out the way they thought they would at their other school, you know, UCF's right down the road from home and they can return home. And that's something, it's not just a philosophy that UCF has at the high school level, but in the transfer portal level as well. They're going to be able to, you know, tell kids, hey, come back and play for your hometown college team. And then those players will go to their old high schools and say, look, you don't have to go out of state or go somewhere else far away to play Power 5 football. You can do that at UCF. So it's a continuous cycle that, you know, Gus Malzahn has really tapped in to the Orlando area, and it's paid off these, you know, not just this cycle, but last cycle. You talk about Jakari and Damari Henderson, you know, from Stanford Seminole. You know, those two twins are extremely talented, and if they're able to pull Andrew and Michael Harris again, you know, on Wednesday out of Lake Brantley. Recruiting locally is something that's really important for them, and it's continued to work, and it's going to really, you know, transform this roster.
Yeah. Before I let you go, talk a little bit about how some of these junior days have been working a little bit. I mean, there seems like to me a lot of kids are starting to, you know, because you could see it by taking pictures or, you know, they're always have an opportunity to, you know, showcase. I know the college coaches are always, you know, making sure that they get their picture with the kids and with how's that helped so far?
Yeah, UCF had their junior night sort of this past Friday. It was called Friday Night Lights, and it was a, you know, quote-unquote invite-only event. And they really had a big showing of kids, not only Friday night, but also Saturday. They had a second showing of kids come to campus. I think, someone on the staff said there were over 1,000 kids you know, over the course of the weekend. But Friday night was the main event. They had a, you know, all the lights out and the photo booth set up, and they had they borrowed someone's BMW to, you know, have that shiny object at the recruiting event. And, you know, Gus Malzahn spoke to them, and I'm sure it's, you know, really hard to talk with so many kids at once, but you know, it worked out. They landed a 2024 linebacker, you know, Sam Robinson out of Florida as well. So they're starting to work on that 24 class. With, they already got two guys committed. Sincere Edwards committed back in August, and he's from Oklahoma, yes, which is another, you know, local school. So junior day, I think, was pretty successful, and they're, you know, planting that seed, right, for a long process.
No doubt.
So.
Yeah, I like that. At least shows everything's growing. Let me know a little bit about, and let everybody know, because it's going to be important that they follow you. I mean, not only in your website, but also your social media. Give everybody listening. We got a lot of UCF fans that listen every week. They always ask when you're going to be on again, and that's why you're going to be a continued guest throughout the offseason.
Yeah, absolutely. You can follow me on Twitter at TheRealBeady. Read my work at OrlandoSentinel.com. We have a lot coming up. Spring game in April, so it's a exciting time for sure. Never an off season, as you know, Blue.
No, I hear you, Jason. Thanks so much as usual. We'll talk to you soon. Good luck on this next couple of days. I know it'll be a little bit busy, especially with the fans asking questions a lot. That's one of the main things. I appreciate you as always. Thanks, Jason.
Absolutely. Thank you. Have a good night.
Good stuff. You too. Jason Beattie, Orlando Sentinel, talking a little bit of Knights football, and certainly being on the cusp of Power 5, certainly a lot of things happening there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.